Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Arlen, pretty rough day across the commodity sector, led down by this soy complex. As you take a look at things, I know crude oil down sharply as well. Is that the big catalyst? What do we have working here that's driving us to the downside so far on this first day of August?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of perspective is necessary here. We're seeing a sell-off in many of the commodities. As you mentioned, crude oil's been off. The grain and oil seeds have been off hard in a number of the commodities. We had some very disappointing economic news out of China that came out overnight as far as their economy and particularly their manufacturing sector contracting. We're certainly seeing similar things in their property sector as well, which makes up about 20% of their economy. So some concerns there about demand for commodities back to that global recession trade, if you will. It's the first of the month repositioning. If you look at soybeans last week, and I'm going to go back about 6 days, November soybeans had the largest six-day rally we'd seen since 1973. So when you rally over 20 cents and you contract over 60 cents, that just seems to be the norm for the type of market environment we're in right now. Corn and wheat also coming under pressure. And, of course, that story that we saw the first ship leave Odessa port in Ukraine, having been loaded with a small cargo of corn going for Lebanon. And the thinking that if this goes well, there's 16 other ships behind it ready to go out in a caravan. It just kind of gives them fundamental reason. But I don't think you can pin it on any one of those things. But I think the money flow was certainly negative for the commodities to start today, and the other things added to it, and the algos piled on.
Do you think with the hot, dry weather forecast coming up, I know that's still got to be a story here, Arlen, but it seems like that's taking a back seat to start the week. But one has to wonder, if it verifies, what could that do for grains and oil seeds as a whole?
I think you're right to focus on the weather pattern, particularly for the western Midwest, west of the Mississippi River, the plains and western Midwest. We're going to see some crop-producing stress. I think the fund managers have trouble programming into their algos just what that the impact of that is going to be. The private production estimates that are expected to come out, starting with ours tomorrow and other private estimates over the next 10 days in USDA in August, reflect a good crop. It's not going to reflect this weather pattern that we have in August and the problems. Those are more localized. We have some of those somewhere every year. So I think the funds have trouble really wrapping their arms around that right now until they see a big sharp decline in crop ratings. And so they're focused on some of these other macro factors now after they regained ownership in the big rally last week.
And Arlen, real quick, in livestock, fairly mixed day there, it appears. I would assume the break in corn helping out feeder cattle here today, it looks like.
Certainly, that is increasing demand for the lightweight cattle to see those feed prices drop. And so cattle feeders taking advantage of that. When you look at live cattle futures, getting some support from that, but we've had some pretty good demand for product this summer. It was a disappointing spring for product demand, and been a better than expected summer. And frankly, we're seeing the consumer still kind of hanging in there. This spring, we felt like we saw the consumer coming down the value chain. This summer, okay, they're working their way back and seeing some of the demand come back in there. The hog complex, a little bit more mixed today. Seeing kind of looking for that seasonal weakness when the number of hogs start to increase, when the carcass weights start to increase, not really seeing it yet, but the trade's starting to factor in some of those seasonal concerns and been a little bit more reluctant to continue with the same upward momentum today.
That's Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing will join us as we take a look at the market trade. Also going to have a conversation with Dr. Steve Lerner with Christian Hansen talking about cattle stress from all the heat we've been seeing and the heat we're going to see again here the next couple of weeks across the plains and feedlot country and how probiotics can help. That's all coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. For now, this is the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, August 1st. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.